What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two positive news stories on this Positive Thursday. Make sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review. Helps us out so much. Helps us spread our message of positivity. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free. 99.
What's your positive news story for today?
I'm going to talk about a 13-year-old boy by the name of Luke. So Luke was on his way home from school. It was just a regular day. And that's whenever he heard a big bang and he saw a big cloud of smoke. He jumped off the bus and ran down and saw this elderly woman, he said. Her name was Roma Wilson. She was at her house. She has a van parked in the driveway and it went up in flames. So what ended up happening was she's inside. She hears something. All of a sudden she starts to see smoke and she's, oh no, help. She's screaming. She tries to go through the side door and that's when she was met with all kind of flames and smoke. So now she's really screaming, help me. That's when Luke walked around the house to see what was going on, sees her, and immediately is, oh no, I need to help her. Nobody can hear her because of the loud bang and all the smoke and fire that's going off. So he runs over there, he grabs her, helps her out, walks her into a car that has AC until first responders arrived. Roma, who was inside again, was shocked. She couldn't see anything. She just screamed. Once she heard Luke that was there, she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Went and sat in the car with him and realized, oh, he's just a baby. He's only 13 years old. First responders get there, take care of Roma. Luke immediately, okay, I have to get to work. He went to his part-time job immediately like it was nothing. A few hours.
Had a job at 13?
Exactly, man. They're doing it big in different countries. That being said, Luke, this is actually in Newcastle, by the way. So Luke went to work. Police officer showed up a couple hours later and were like, excuse me.
Newcastle is in a different country?
Yeah. England?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Newcastle, Oklahoma. My bad.
That is hilarious. Oh, sorry. My bad. Newcastle, Oklahoma. My bad. So the cops tell him, hey, oh my gosh, this kid is only 13 years old. Then they talk to his mom. You don't know what he did, you. And his mom's, what are you talking about? He just saved somebody's life. Luke, being the kid who he is, was like, that's what I was supposed to do. But after getting interviewed, they were talking to him for a little bit, and he said, I'm inspired to be a first responder. The only thing that sucks is I actually have to go to finish school to do it. I would rather drop out and just do it now. Which I thought was hilarious.
We appreciate the honesty.
Absolutely. 13, that's the real. I love this story just because, one, he was in the right place at the right time, of course, and he agrees to that. But Roma was beyond thankful for it. Obviously not knowing what's going on, just sitting there in your garage, goes up in flames. To be saved by a 13-year-old and for this 13-year-old to want to be a first responder, I think it's just real all around, and it's positive things that are happening around the world.
Everyday heroes, ordinary people turned into everyday heroes, and the youth are awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Take that, world.
My positive news story for the day. Actually, before I get there, do you have a video for that?
I don't, but I have some pictures of Roma and Luke, so that'll work out. It's better than nothing.
I got to follow that up somehow, and I'm coming with Boston bike lanes for my positive news story. Extra pragmatic of me. This comes from mass.streetblogs.org. Boston's transportation department showed that all these new bike lanes they built have been working, Tim. The report comes from traffic counts before the projects, September 2022, to data collected in September 2025. Bike traffic has increased by 84%. Almost doubled.
That's amazing.
While vehicle traffic has declined by 10 to 15% in all of these areas. Other corridors with new bike infrastructure show double-digit increases in bicycling and reductions in car traffic as well, up to 51% on some of the streets. On Milk Street, I don't know where that is, got it down here because it sounds amazing, bike counts rose by 40% with no measurable change of traffic there. It's one of their busier streets. These findings are just proof that bike lanes work, and 15 miles of protected bike lanes lower car wrecks, lower traffic, and help build basic public education, not our public transportation. I think it's really awesome. Not near as cool as your story with Luke.
That's amazing. There's health benefits to it. We're not adding emissions to our atmosphere. There's so many things that are like going good for that. I think all communities should be about that life.
Would you like a running lane? Oh, wait, that's sidewalks. Right?
Let's hope, man. We got sidewalks in Oklahoma City. They're getting there.
Depending on where you grew up.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because one side of the street has sidewalks, but the other side doesn't. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Daddy sun time. I don't get too much daddy sun time because I got a daughter as well too. But lately the sun has been making it vocal. Daddy's mine, mommy's yours to his sister. So we've been getting a little bit more one-on-one time whenever I'm at home, which is nice. We'll watch cartoons, color, play fight, things of that nature. Next week, I'm going to take him to go get a haircut though. And then we'll go get pizza or something together, like at CC's Pizza. Have a little fun day today.
Is it still $5?
It's happy hour is like $3.99 or something. It's great, but I never get to make it to happy hour. I think it's $6.99 right now.
That's still great.
But we get hooked up every now and then, man. We go there so often. They know us. So it's, oh, yeah, you guys are
good. I can't get invited to the CC Pizza.
Southside, man. You got to come visit. You don't go to the Southside ever.
I do for work.
You drive through.
Yeah, shout out to CC's Pizza. I'm not going to be grateful for that. I'm going to be grateful for hair-saving products because, you know, I talked on Monday about security cameras. I caught the back of my head, and I said, oh, it's looking a little empty back there. So I got some rice water in. I got some hair serum in.
You got some horchata?
Yeah, I got horchata for the hair, literally. What's funny is on the box, it's 85% of men deal with hair loss. You're not alone. Use this product, and we'll try to save it.
Oh, sponsor us, horchata.
Yeah, I got all the stuff in. I actually have it in my hair right now. I didn't put any product. I just put the hair serum and the rice water and water in it. It's funny because I'm growing my hair out, so you can't tell from this angle, but back here, it's
definitely in and out.
It's, yeah.
We're getting older, man. We're getting older. I've been wearing a hat like this last calendar year.
You've been wearing a hat for 5 years straight.
Yeah, man. I'll cut my hair and not wear a hat for a few days, but 40's coming soon.
I call this the stage of my hair growth, the last gasp.
The last gasp. Read this book, please.
Before I look like Smeagol. Anyway, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Precious. Oh, it's not
a Sarah line.
Man, it's not about being fearless. It's about doing what's right, even when you're afraid. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.